Right now, it's the best 5 minutes of the day. 5:45 weekday mornings here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We're coming up on quarter to six, 28 degrees. Good morning to Dr. Jason Kantz. How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice this morning.
Yeah, good to be heard. So, again, I've been leading this Monday night group, The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness. It's a book you first mentioned to me. And from the first time I mentioned, heard about it from you, just a power-packed paperback from Tim Keller, you talked about multiple read-throughs. And so we got to chapter two last night, The Transformed View of Self, which is don't think less of yourself, think of yourself less. Some great stuff in here.
Yeah. Yeah, so that book was, again, for those who are like, you know what, I'd really like to make it through a book, that it maybe is a good one. It's probably, what, 40 pages or something like that. It's just a little short little thing, but as you said, it's just power-packed, and it was based on a sermon that Tim Keller actually did, and I've read it multiple times. I, for a while, had kept them in stock so I could give them out to people, and yeah, just a really good little book.
So, just leadership lessons in leading a group. And so, I'm doing all sorts of small groups these days. There's like two, a Sunday morning, a Sunday night that I'm just attending at church. And then, and you saw one of the books at Dancing in No Man's Land. You really liked it Saturday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that looked like a good one.
Yeah. So, anyhow, taking little baby steps, though, of leadership and saying, kind of setting out expectations initially and saying, hey, you know, if you're somebody who's prone to talk a lot in the group, maybe just make sure you leave room. And if you're somebody, boy, we'd love to hear from everybody. And everybody participated last night. I mean, that was, I count that as a win.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I mean, we had nine guys. And so you get nine guys talking about a Tim Keller book. I mean, that's a huge win. And then I tried something that I know you and I participated back with the Man Club Fellowship Church, Pastor Perry Polnasek, and that is, you know, basically, tell us one thing we can pray for you about. I kind of wanted to limit it to one. And then somebody else prays for you. And when they get done praying for you, they share a need. Somebody prays for them. We did that. I'll tell you what. Just thinking about relationship, right? Our God is a relational triune God. And that was such a better, warmer feeling ending rather than just one guy pray this quick closing prayer. I felt so much better about that.
Yeah. You know, and I think you and I have talked how the Bible's all about relationship, and, you know, that when we can, and I think our prayer can be that way as well, and, you know, and, yeah, I'm wondering or hoping that the other guys were moved by that as well.
They were, because the ones who were there, we had one new attender last night, and it was great having him there, but it was like, I don't know, just the previous week, you know, you listen to that still small voice, and the previous week I had thought it. But it was like during the group, and this time I came in ready to drop that. It just felt really good. It just felt like more connection. Guys shared some things just in bringing up that request. Again, if people come away going, well, I tell you what, I know Mark and Jason inside and out. I hear them every morning for 5 minutes. That's not true, right?
Right, for sure. Yeah, you know, and again, I think we had the you know, we had this breakfast, and it ranges from anywhere from two people to six people on Saturday mornings. And it was really good for just you and I to connect this week, as much as I love our friends.
You can go deeper. All right, let's go deeper into Romans 7, at least verse 12. And if you want to go to 13, go ahead.
Okay, so let's do 12 and 13. Yeah. It says, but still the law itself is holy, and it and its commands are holy and right and good. But how can that be? Did the law, which is good, cause my death? Of course not. Sin is what was good to bring about my condemnation to death. So we can see how terrible sin really is. It uses God's good commands for its own evil purposes.
All right, here we go. Romans 7, 12 and 13. From Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary. My law is good, holy, and right. It served the exact purpose for which I handed it down, to kill your belief that you can save yourself. Well said. Verse 13. Do not think that it was my holy law that kills, because the law itself is good. What then? I know it seems counterintuitive, but remember, I did not give the law to change your heart, but reveal it. I wanted you to see sin for what it is, to understand that certain things lead to death. The law is a magnifying glass for sin, enlarging and intensifying it. Final thoughts.
Yeah. So again, reading that, I think it's that idea that, you know, we so often, I think, get it in mind that we're supposed to, you know, really work hard to keep the law. But the law was such that we can't keep it. I mean, we can't keep it fully. And so what it does is it reveals our need for a savior.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There you go. Our friend Jason Kahn's best 5 minutes of the day.
We've done things like this before. I mean, there's a lot of misinformation on the internet, but at times you can find some things, too, where the internet busts some myths. So our own version of Mythbusters here in the WIB Wake Up Show, courtesy of Wikipedia, so do with that what you will. But some common misconceptions, we'll try and set the record straight. Space Invaders, that was a video game, right?
I think so, yeah.
Space Invaders' release in 1978 did not, in fact, cause a shortage of coins in Japan, despite urban legends.
Okay, here's another myth being busted. Humans do not generate all of the brain cells that they will ever have by the age of 2 years.
Okay, interesting. Common misconceptions. Busted automotive batteries stored on a concrete floor do not discharge any faster than they would on other surfaces. I haven't heard that, but there you go. There's some info.
I hadn't either. Here's another myth being busted in the WIB Wake Up Show. Submerging a mobile phone, which has suffered from water damage, into rice has not been shown to be effective in repairing them.
I thought it had.
I thought so, too, and it actually is kind of comforting, too, to feel like, oh, I'm doing something. I mean, now a lot of phones are water resistant, I guess.
That's the first one I'm kind of skeptical on. I still want to believe it does.
As we come into Christmas time, another myth busted here. Poinsettias are not highly toxic to humans or cats. Now, I looked this up a little bit more, and it said, okay, they are not highly toxic to cats, but it could still make them have loose stools and things like that that you don't want for your cat. So you still probably keep them away from your cat.
Yeah, right. It's interesting. I mean, having a ferret, the ferret will go after all sorts of things, like dumping plants over and stuff like that. And finally, egg balancing is possible on every day of the year, not just the vernal equinox.
Now, I want to try that.
Huh.
I mean, Google also confirmed that, yes, you can balance an egg any day of the year, but I want to see it.
Yeah, okay.
I want to see it. Call me the egg-doubting Thomas. I want to see that I can balance an egg.
Doubting Caleb here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
It is time for Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. The number to call, 715-723-2555. If you haven't won a prize from us in the last 30 days, you are eligible. So that is lots and lots of you, and we want you to participate. 715-723-2555. Up for grabs this morning. We're going to go a little bit different direction. We've got not one, but two prizes from the prize box here in the WIB Wake Up Show. We have the Passion album Roar, a great live album that was recorded at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in 2020 at the Passion Conference. And also, you know the song from Rhett Walker, All Joy, No Stress. We've got a fantastic ball cap with that inscribed on it. So a Rhett Walker, All Joy, No Stress ball cap for you. And the live worship album from Passion called Roar. Both of those prizes can be picked up here at the studios in Halley. And this question is something that you didn't think that I'd want to use as a trivia question. And I said, that's fantastic. Let's do it.
Okay, and here's the deal. Yes, my lunch on Sunday, it felt a little different. Grace was making some pasta and some chicken. It didn't look like there was enough chicken, and there was a lot of pasta. And little did I know that most of it she was packing away for her meals for several days. But okay.
Oh, sure.
And I thought, you know, I'm going to go a different direction. So I had Golden Grahams cereal, and I always think of you because I know you like that cereal.
Love Golden Grahams.
And then I had something else, and that's the trivia question. What else did I have?
What did Mark pair with his Golden Grahams for lunch on Sunday?
Right? It was a little odd.
Sunday lunch.
Yes, 723-2555. That's the trivia question this morning. And when I was having it, I was like, this would be kind of a different sort of trivia question.
Yeah, Mark had Golden Grahams and blank for lunch on Sunday. What did he pair with his Golden Grahams?
723-2555. This is directly into the studio, 723-2555 for the two prizes Caleb mentioned. Hi, what's your guess?
How about chili?
How about chili? Chili and Golden Grahams.
No.
We're going to get some great combinations here. I just know it.
I think wife had made some really good chili maybe a couple of days before that, Oliver, so thank you.
715-723-2555.
I'm not saying this is a standard fit with Golden Grahams, but it's what I had with it.
Yes.
Hi.
Bacon.
Bacon. Golden Grahams and bacon, not bacon.
How did he just call two times in a row? That's amazing.
He is fast on the trigger.
He is fast. All right.
And they weren't. 715-723-2555. What did Mark pair with his Golden Grahams for his Sunday dinner?
Yes. So Sunday lunch. Hi. Hello?
Good morning. Go ahead. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show, Tuesday
right,
nope, Trivia.
Nobody's trying. They're all scared off by this question, Caleb. All right, it's an unusual question. It's a different question. It's a personal question. Yes, my daughter was doing some cooking. It wasn't really headed toward a family lunch. She was kind of evasive with her answer. I'm like, are you cooking? And she's like, I'm kind of watching a show on her tablet or whatever. And so, yeah, I'm cooking, Dad, but really for me or maybe
so
for
Mark,
Mom.
Mark scrounged,
yes,
found what he could, and he had Golden Grahams and what? 715-723-2555. It's not Golden Grahams and chili. It's not Golden Grahams and bacon. What did he have?
I'm going to tell you, it was not Golden Grahams. There was not a banana in there. Hi. Oh, let me get you on the air.
Yes, but peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
No.
Golden Grahams and peanut butter. Not Golden Grahams and peanut butter.
All right, so.
I would say your second item was healthier than the Golden Grahams.
Right. But it was a little odd, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was different.
It came in out of left field, and the baseball playoffs are still going on. Hi, what's your guess?
Tuna.
Tuna. Oh, I love that guess. I think that sounds like Oliver from Eau Claire again.
It is.
Yeah, great guess. Not what we're looking for.
Oliver maybe going to, earn this thing with hard work. That's his third call already. Other people are scared off by the question. So what did I pair with Golden Grahams for lunch on Sunday after church? 723-2555 for the two prizes Caleb mentioned. Hi. Let's get your guess.
Applesauce?
Golden Grahams and applesauce.
No.
Not Golden Grahams and applesauce.
Hi, what's your guess on the Wib Wake Up Show? Golden Grahams and what?
Cheese curds.
Golden Grahams and cheese curds.
That would have been good.
That's a great guess, and that actually would have been a very interesting meal combo. We're trying to give away a Rhett Walker Band hat that says All Joy, No Stress on it. It's really cool. And then the Passion album, Roar. It's a live worship album. If you can guess, what did Mark pair with Golden Grahams for his Sunday dinner?
Hi, we've got a caller. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How about beef jerky?
How about beef jerky? But again, these are so interesting because now I think next time you have Golden Grahams for Sunday dinner, you're going to try one of these.
Good morning. What's your guess?
A ham sandwich.
A ham sandwich.
You've had a lot of good guesses.
Not a ham sandwich.
Good. That would have been probably better than what I did have.
715-723-2555.
Golden Grahams and what?
Soup.
Yeah, good guess.
But it does eliminate an entire category because it wasn't soup, so.
Let me confer with you off the air. All right, we've got a hint. It was Golden Grahams and a vegetable.
Golden Grahams and a vegetable. Again, it is healthier than the Golden Grahams. 715-723-2555.
Good morning.
This is Mark's Sunday lunch.
Corn.
Golden Grahams and corn, not corn.
723-2555. Golden Grahams and what was my lunch on Sunday?
Carrots.
Carrots. Golden Grahams and carrots.
Probably a lesser known vegetable. Hi, good morning. The Wib Wake Up Show. What's your guess? Golden Grahams and what?
Celery,
not celery. Should we say it's a very seasonal
we can.
Type of vegetable?
You just did, yeah.
I just did kind of, yes. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Did anybody guess chocolate?
Did anybody guess chocolate? No, but we're on to vegetables now. We've given the clue that's a vegetable. So go ahead and guess again. Go ahead.
Kind of an unusual vegetable, or kind of a seasonal vegetable.
I was going to say Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Brussels sprouts. If you had Golden Grahams and Brussels sprouts for lunch, I would just be like, there really wasn't anything left.
Yeah, right. Oh, you've got to know, for me as a kid, that was the worst. It was like, you will sit at this dinner table until you finish your Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
And I think I'm still sitting there.
Yes.
Good morning.
What did Mark eat by choice on Sunday for dinner? Golden Grahams and what seasonal vegetable?
Asparagus?
Asparagus.
No, that would have been good.
Not asparagus. Actually, asparagus is delicious.
And again, thanks to Grace, I think Grace had, I'm going to say she had baked this, and then it was ready to go. And
so you didn't really have to prepare this.
No, it was there, and I'm like, oh, I think she might have been
with
my wife in mind more.
And something that is, typically baked. Right?
I'm going to even, we're giving hints galore. It was like a pasta alternative, I think.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. How about green peppers?
How about green peppers, not green peppers?
Hi, WWIB. What's your guess?
This is also, one final, because we're just going to get this, right? This is also the name of a sport.
Okay, there you go. Golden Grahams and what did I have for lunch as I watched a little Packer football, disappointingly, on Sunday?
Seasonal vegetable, baked, also the name of a sport.
All right, I think we've got somebody. No, we don't. Okay. All right. Hi, the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
Squash.
There you go.
We got a winner.
It turns out that your home is a hungry smartphone monster. Facts show that 51% of accidents that ruin smartphones happen inside the home.
Would
you believe that? I mean, I've dropped my phone a lot of different places. I'm trying to think. I mean, I've dropped it so many places.
Well, it's kind of like they talk about accidents on the road happen, you know, close to your
close
house
to home,
most
often, right?
So,
but we have the top five danger zones for your phone in your home based on, I guess, reported smartphone accidents.
Yeah, this is interesting. Do we go from five to one?
We go from five to one.
All right. The fifth danger zone is the bedroom.
All right.
Okay.
Fourth danger zone. This one I would think would be higher.
Mm-hmm.
The driveway.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're getting out of, this has happened to me, getting out of the car, trying to carry too many things in, and the phone flips out of your hand and face down right on the driveway. Thankfully, I have the OtterBox.
It's been a long time, and the memory gets a little foggier the older you get, but I think one time I love maple syrup, pure maple syrup, and I think dropped a bottle of that one time. In the driveway. That was horrible. That was a bad memory. No wonder I've
Man, that's just like letting a $20 bill just float away in the wind.
Caleb, I call it liquid gold. I mean, that's
it's
how I
so
feel
good.
About it. Yeah, it is. The number three place where that destroys your phone, the bathroom. Like 9% of people have dropped their phone in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just, what else do we need to say?
Mm-hmm.
The living room, again, just places that the most smartphone accidents have been reported, starting with the data that 51% of accidents that ruin a smartphone happen in the home. So the living room, the number two most dangerous place for your phone, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've got carpet, I guess, if you have hardwood floors or something.
Yeah, and the number one is the kitchen. The kitchen. All sorts of things can happen in there with your phone being
dropped. Drop it into some batter or, I don't know, onto the stovetop or in the oven. Forget it, in the freezer when you're absent-minded. I don't know. There's just all sorts of things that can happen.
It is kind
phones.
Of interesting. One of the stats is 5% of people admit to putting it in the washing machine, so I left it in their pants or something.
Good,
right?
Man. And 6% of people say they've left the phone on the car roof and driven off, kind of like you
I
did.
I know it. I know it. Yeah, you talk about that. I don't think I ever put my phone on my car roof, though.
I don't think I have ever done that. It's just always so close to hand.
Right. Although, but, now you say that, I think talking to Colton Dixon, he had one of his band members, and he had put it on the car, and it had fallen. He had to get him a new phone.
So be careful. Be careful with your phones when you're at home, I guess. Those are expensive these days, too.
You know, it's, when you think about that, and I try to do a segue, it's not a destroyed phone, but a lost phone. Francesca Battistelli, WWIB. Wake Up Show, WWIB, and it is a Tuesday morning here. Great to have you aboard on WWIB. You love spiders, don't you?
I love Spider-Man. But here's the whole thing. In order to become Spider-Man, he had to let a spider crawl on his hand. Unintentionally, of course, but even if I knew that I would become Spider-Man, I'm not sure that I would let a spider crawl on my hand. I would never do what this Australian radio host did. One of our colleagues in radio.
What happened?
Way over across the pond. She collapsed in fear live on the air during a spider segment. A segment about arachnophobia, which she has, and trying to face her fears.
Wow.
Live on the air. Credit to her. Didn't work out so well.
Occasionally, it happens that way. This is, a tarantula. I mean, this isn't any old spider, right?
Yes, radio DJ Aaron Molin was breathing very fast and letting out several nervous moans at the moment of the spider, as the moment of the spider's release approached. Again, she's afraid of spiders. She has arachnophobia, so they said, what better way to face your fear than have you touch a tarantula live on the air on your radio show?
So what happened?
The handler who was present at the show allegedly told Aaron, the DJ, and a listener who was present and taking part in the segment to, quote, stay calm and breathe. While the listener managed to hold the spider briefly, Aaron, the DJ, let out a horrified scream. The radio star actually managed to get the spider on her, and then she fainted.
Wow. And when she came to, she apologized and then hugged the listener who helped to overcome her fears.
I have to give a massive amount of credit again to this Australian DJ for hugging someone who brought her greatest fear into the studio.
Okay, but now you've been outspoken in terms of spiders and snakes. I mean, if given the choice.
Yeah, snakes are worse.
Yeah.
Way worse. Way worse. I will possibly scream. I will stand up on my chair or on this desk.
Gotcha.
And again, I don't want much to do with spiders, but snakes are just a thousand times worse.
Someone who knows you actually has a pet snake now. So
no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why? Remind me not to come over.